Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now, Mully and Haw, weekday mornings on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Will Perdue, and he joins us now on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Will, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I like that open. Impressive. Nicely done.
Thanks, Will.
Yeah, you're a kind soul, Will.
It's pretty cool. Makes me smile when we hear that.
I heard you say that Rudy Gobert, Rudy Gobull, Rudy Go Sox would not necessarily fit in with the Chicago Bulls. I find that fascinating because I think, I don't know how, but I think they got to get some rim protection if they're going to actually advance here.
Oh, no, it's something that has to be addressed. I mean, and Mark Eversley even talked about it last night, that rim protection is still high on their list of issues that need to be addressed along with outside shooting. Right. But if you take the current team that they have, it's their specialty is mid-range with Zach LaVine and with DeMar DeRozan. And the one thing about Rudy Gobert is when he sets screens, he has to roll, because if he doesn't roll, the defender is going to stand and camp in the lane anyways and crowd up those areas where Zach likes to get to, where DeMar likes to get to. We were talking about it last night, as you just talked about, and if you go back and look at the Western Conference playoffs, they were guarding Rudy Gobert, the Dallas Mavericks, with Luka Doncic. And he was nowhere close to wherever Rudy was because they weren't worried about him. He is a rim protector, an excellent rim protector, former defensive player, two-time defensive player of the year. But one of the things that we've seen at times with the Bulls' offense is because of their lack of outside shooting, they have to score either from the free throw line or in the mid-range. And when teams start to wall them off, they struggle to get to their spots, and then they struggle to knock down shots. How is Rudy Gobert going to help their offense? So there's a significant need on the defensive end, which he will address, but then he creates problems on the offensive end that you would have to address. So if they were going to make that trade, they would have to significantly upgrade their outside shooting. So it's like you answer one problem, but then you create another.
Okay, we'll get to the draft in a moment. Well, though, but you opened up that door. I want to go through it. So wouldn't that, though, be the smartest way to get better quicker? Is that, all right, if you want to accept what you just said is true, and I'm not arguing with the premise, but I don't think you're going to pay what you're going to pay or give up what you would need to give up to get Rudy Gobert because you want him to execute the pick and roll. I mean, you're getting him because he's a three-time defensive player of the year. He changes your complexion defensively. Find a shooter, space the floor. But the risk-reward and the pro and con, I think, is clearly would make the Bulls more legitimate of a Eastern Conference title contender if you get a guy like that.
True, true, true. I'm not so sure. Because But for, and we won't, we're not arguing, we're discussing.
Right, that's what
the sports radio is. All right, so let's continue to discuss classes in session. I feel like there's a lot of similarities between the Utah Jazz as a roster and the Chicago Bulls as a roster. I'm not saying who's better at the moment, okay? I'm just saying there's a lot of similarities when you talk about personnel and you make some comparisons. What did Rudy Gobert do for the Utah Jazz? As you would like to say, and for the discussion, almost got him there. We're not in the business of almost getting there. We're in the business of now, if what Mark Eversley and what Arturis are saying, they're committed to putting this team in not only, as you just mentioned the word, contender, and we're not just talking about contending for the Eastern Conference title. We're talking about contending for a championship. I do agree that this would make their team immediately better. But I still don't think it puts them in the same realm as the Boston Celtics, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Philadelphia 76ers, in the sense of the individual players that they have. And the one thing we're not even talking about, he's still got 4 years of guaranteed money.
Right,
with the
That's
last two, yep. over $40 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that is something that, you know, it's real easy for me to sit here and spend someone else's money, but that means that people aren't getting money who you want to pay, and you don't know how that contract will age. Well, we saw Dalen Terry selected, and you know there was some news that came out of that thing, I thought, that had nothing to do with Dalen Terry, but it was maybe connected. We're hopeful on Lonzo Ball. Guys are going out to L.A. to see him and the training staff. I don't know. We went over the numbers earlier. He's played about 61% of the possible NBA games he could play, Lonzo Ball. So does Dalen Terry and Casey Johnson told us that it wasn't like for like, and it wasn't a move made to necessarily make up for Lonzo Ball, but we know they need rim protection and they need three-point shooting, and they got a guy that does neither of those things.
You're right. I mean, listen, we can talk about what we think the highest priority is. And I think what it came down to is when they got to the 18th pick, you take the best player available.
Right.
And I feel like that's what they think the best player was to them from their workouts was Dalen Terry. Now, the one thing to me that when Mark Eversley talked was that really jumped out was how he stressed about that dinner they had the night before his workout, how impressed they were with him on the things that he said, how he handled it himself. And I'm just throwing this out there, but they kept using, and I started writing this stuff down, his makeup, his toughness, his winning spirit, how hard he plays, how competitive he is. I said this last night in our podcast, how much of this is not just to push Patrick Williams, but to let Patrick Williams know, this is your year, buddy. And if you don't step up, we got this guy right here that's going to pass you up. And I think that that's an important piece of the puzzle as well. You know, listen, I still believe in what Eversley and Arturis are doing. Mm-hmm. I believe in, you know, their basketball IQ, the things that they've done since they've got here. They haven't necessarily batted 1,000, but this team is better. This team is competitive. This team is now a playoff team, not let's get into the playoffs. So I have a feeling they have something up their sleeve before we start practice in September. What it is, I don't know. It was kind of interesting last night when they announced the pick. I mean, it was like you see everybody's heads going back and forth, everybody looking at each other. So, you know, we have to be patient and wait because when on draft night, you know, there's all these grades out there today about A+, F, C, what, you know, for all these teams. But until we actually get into summer league, until we actually get into the things getting started, we have no idea if these guys are going to pan out because there's plenty of first-round flameouts, and there's a lot of second-round successes. So we still have to wait and see what happens.
All right, so if they are embracing continuity, as we seem to think they are, Will, and they're keeping Patrick Williams, and they're adding Dalen Terry, and they're signing, perhaps, in free agency, a rim protector and a three-point shooter to space the floor, it is just an educated guess at this point, but given your experience and given your educated guessing, do you think this Bulls team will have improved enough that you think they can take that important next step next year?
Well, let me ask you this. What is, in your opinion, what's the next step?
Got to win a playoff series. Got to win a playoff series.
Yeah, okay. And I think, again, let's see who they pick up. Because, you know, another need is not just rim protection and outside shooting, but they have to significantly improve those numbers from 8 to 12. Those guys that come in and it's from the bench from spot 8 to 12. Because I think we can agree the top seven guys are locked in at the moment. They got to significantly improve 8 through 12. And you can do that with mid-level exception. I think they can still make a trade and get a rim protector. I mean, the mid-level exception now is over $10 million. So they still can do some really good things. So I think that they will. I mean, I think that they'll improve just from an experience standpoint alone. And you talked about Lonzo Ball. If he can play 75% of the games instead of 61% of the games, that's a significant increase. That's a big if. But I think they will be better. The question is, what did we see in the draft last night? Detroit got significantly better.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know, Boston's going to be Boston. Milwaukee's still going to get better. So, you know, it's keeping up with the Joneses is going to be difficult because the East is continually getting better every year now in the draft and with free agency. And if what everybody talks about with the Detroit Pistons, the center from the Phoenix Suns wants to come and play with Cade Cunningham. So how much better does that make them right out of the chute?
I mean, look, here's the reality. We know the Bulls can't defend Giannis Antetokounmpo. We know they can't defend Joel Embiid. You know,
but no, neither can any other team. Oh, that's not the point. But you're right, Molly. I mean, there's other aspects of this thing that we have to address.
So, but now the Celtics apparently are a team that's, you know what I mean? Like, they kind of came up, and that's a team to fear in the East. And as you say, if Detroit's getting better, I mean, and they got better, and Cade Cunningham's a really good player. He played very well at the end of the year. Adding Ivy, adding a center to that, that is scary.
Well, I personally thought, to me, from watching those top five guys play in person throughout the year doing college games, Jaden Ivey was my favorite pick to be the best pro.
Wow.
Because of the speed that he plays with.
John Morant.
The size that he has.
Yeah.
You know, and you're exactly right. He, in my opinion, he is a bigger, stronger Ja Morant. And I would even say this because of what I've watched in person, the fastest player I've ever seen with the basketball.
Wow. My God.
Will, back to Dalen Terry for a moment. So we heard last night both the player, Terry, and the executive, Eversley, acknowledge that, okay, he's not the best shooter. That's not one of his strengths. He can play D. He's a good passer, handle the ball. Boy, is he athletic. Those things are maybe NBA ready. But if you can't shoot, you're not going to play. And I just wonder, in your experience, how often do players come into the league and improve as shooters or establish themselves as shooters? Is that a skill? And we talk in the NFL. As a quarterback, can you improve your accuracy as an NFL quarterback?
Yeah,
if you're an NBA player, can you become a better shooter?
Yes, you can. And the reason why you can become a better shooter, and there's two different definitions of a shooter. Are you a guy that can drive and stop and pop? Or are you a guy that can stand in the corner, a la Bruce Bowen, and knock down shots? Then become a set shooter because of the fact of the defense and the players that you have. You know, you always see these numbers, wide open shots, contested shots. You can become a much better standstill shooter. I don't know about a situation, you know, about a shooter on the move. That's a specific skill set.
Right.
but I think you can become a much better standstill shooter. And it was kind of interesting that you bring that up, David, because the one thing that Mark Eversley kept using was he's a capable three-point shooter. So I think that they believe, when you use that word, that he can become a better shooter. It's just, listen, when it's all said and done, again, we have to wait and see. Let's see what this guy does. But the one thing I loved about him was his enthusiasm, his energy. I think he's going to push a lot of guys. I think he's going to be, and who knows? Maybe he's a guy that comes in and provides a skill, meaning his ability to play on the defensive end. Listen, they made a valid point. We all talked about at the beginning of last year that Io DeSumo was a guy that was probably going to maybe play some in the G League, go back and forth, even though he was under an NBA contract, get some experience, and let's see what happened the second season. I think Mark talked about he started 40% of the games.
Right.
So, maybe they hit, there's something they saw in this kid's workout that they feel like, hey, there's a need here that he fills for us, and we're going to surprise a lot of people once again with who we draft.
I would say that maybe an example of a guy who's improved as a shooter while being in the NBA is Lonzo Ball. When that guy came in, he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
Mechanics,
he really can.
He changed his shot,
and it looks a lot better.
That's a good comp.
Will, I want to ask you about that energy thing. And you heard Mark Eversley talk about we can use that in the building. And we know the kid came across as half man, half espresso. He was just really shot out of a cannon. do veteran players – I mean, I know they kind of – they've been there. They've seen it. There is a certain lack of that from veteran players where they're just, they're going through it and they know what they're doing. I'm not saying that it's unprofessional in any way, but they are professional about what they do and they're not that excited. And I just wonder, what does a kid like that, is that accepted by veterans? And is that amount of energy, is that an eye roll or is that a let's go?
I think it's a little bit of both, quite honestly. There are some veterans that you're going to get a pushback, and there are some veterans they're going to accept it. But let's go full circle here. Not only is it Patrick Williams' third year, but it's Billy Donovan's third year. I think that we all agree that Billy Donovan was the right choice at the right time. His first order of business was to change the culture. He did that. Now he's made this team a playoff team. Check the box. Now it's also the responsibility of Billy to now get this team to the next level. So there's some pressure on him as well. We're not just discussing the players anymore now because this is a playoff team. Where does this playoff team go from here? So Billy's got to figure out, and it was kind of ironic. I walk in, and there's Billy up on the second level on the treadmill.
He's working out.
And I'm like, it's kind of ironic at the timing of when all this media is here, he's up on the treadmill running. And I'm like, that's pretty awesome because now there's some burden on his shoulders as well is to figure out this puzzle, to put these pieces together. I think he can do it, but now I think that's something else that, we need to discuss a little bit more so than just the players that are on the roster. Now, how do they put these pieces of the puzzle together? Because the one thing I feel like is that Mark and Arturis and Billy are all on the same page. So there's something going on here that we're missing, and that's why we're on this side of the fence and they're on the other side of the fence. That's why for me, let's just get through the summer league, and I know it's June 24th, but September can't get here fast enough because I want to see how they put this thing together. Because listen, I know there's a lot of doubts, there's a lot of ifs, but I feel like the organization still is going in the right direction. I feel like last season fast forwarded the expectations, but also the talent level. So how do they respond to this? Because it's not just change the culture, let's get to the playoffs. It's now it's winning time. And that it's not just on the players, but it's on the coaching staff. It's on the front office. We've had the average fan is now into the Bulls fold. So how do we keep them there and how do we keep from losing them? That's by getting better. That's winning games. And that's putting yourself in a position to be a contender in the near future.
Will Perdue. Will, thank you. Great stuff. Really enjoyed the conversation.
Thanks, Will. Good stuff.
Can we finish this with the music? What's going on here? What are you doing? Sleeping on the job?
You got it. That is Will Perdue. Give us a kick, will you? That is Bull studio analyst, NBC Sports Chicago. Does a great job and does a great job on the podcast as well.
That's a really interesting question. Is Billy Donovan the B to C guy?
Oh boy.
Took him from A to B. Is he the B to C guy?
All right. We're going to continue talking some Bulls. We're going to find out from Rich Herrera exactly what the Bulls are getting. We're going to talk to the man that called the college games for the new first-round draft pick and find out exactly what Dalen Terry brings to Chicago. We'll do that next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Go Bulls.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Mornings with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
I'm going to just say this. You can put me in any situation, I'm always figured out. I feel like all my life I've been going through adversity, and I know in the NBA it's going to be even more. So if I come in and get drafted how high, how low, if I don't play, I'm going to still be fighting in practice. I'm going to do what I have to do, and I'm going to get on the court eventually.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to The Score. That's Dalen Terry. He is the new draft pick of the Bulls. And we don't know him very well, and we're reaching out to a man who does, Rich Herrera, Wildcats Radio, 1290 in Tucson. He does the pre and post, and you hear him with CBS Sports Radio. Rich, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. I promise you, when you get to see Dalen Terry perform, you get to see him practice, you get to see him work out, he's going to give you more than 87%.
Thanks very much for that. Yeah. What are they getting in terms of a basketball player? We heard his energy. We can evaluate his enthusiasm and guess that he is going to be a try-hard effort guy. But in terms of how polished he is as a scorer or as an offensive player, what are the Bulls getting?
Okay, well, let's talk about what he's not right now. A guy that can create a shot on his own off the dribble.
That's one thing that he has to work at. I think the number one thing that people in Chicago have to realize is this young man is a baby. He's really young. Two years ago, he was the youngest freshman in the Pac-12. Last year, again, really on the young side. Now, that's the only knock you're probably going to hear about him right now. I'm a huge fan of his, the work ethic, the attitude. He's a grinder. He's a baller. I could throw 20 million things out at you. The thing that jumps out when you see Daylon Terry, I think, is just the body. We talk about length in the NBA. That's the big catchword everybody likes, what the length is. I mean, he's almost 7'1" in the wingspan, and we saw passing lanes just get absolutely closed up by him when you're taking on the likes of UCLA and you're taking on the likes of Michigan. He's a young man that came here to the University of Arizona to play for Sean Miller. And when Sean was the coach here 2 years ago, they ran the pack line defense. He came here as a tough defensive-minded kid to play for the U of A. Sean Miller gets blown out. They bring in Tommy Lloyd from Gonzaga. This is the team that was the number one seed last year in the tournament. And all of a sudden, nope, we're not going to be a defensive-minded team. First and foremost, we're going to run the Gonzaga motion offense. So you're going to have to be a passer. You're going to have to bring the ball up. He excelled in both of those. He's an excellent defender. Usually he was on the toughest ball handler, but he can go anywhere from the one, the two, the three. You can even put on a big because of his length. For the offense for the University of Arizona, he was always going to be the secondary option, maybe even sometimes the third. You never saw him pout if he didn't get the ball. In fact, you saw him work harder on defense. And then there were times where you saw him where Benedict Mathurin would have two people on him, Rajulis Tabelis, who was the big forward from Lithuania that Arizona had. And if he was having a star night, you saw Daylon Terry doing everything he could to feed him the ball, set some picks. I just can't rave about this kid enough.
You're listening to Mully and Haw on The Score. We're talking to Rich Herrera. He joins us on The Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And Rich, you know, glue guy is what everyone says. That's what the kind of buzz term was. And that means doing a lot of little things that help a basketball team. How did that kind of unfold? How did he become that kind of player? He doesn't seem to score a ton. I know he's a good passer of the ball. I think he told us that yesterday. But he doesn't have overwhelming statistics in that area either. Tell us about what it means to talk about a glue guy.
So when you watch a lot of college basketball right now, you get one of two things. You get guys that are either going to be stars, or they're going to pout, or they're going to leave their schools. So 2 years ago, when he's playing for Sean Miller, James Akinjo is the number one option, and he's kind of a black hole. Once you got the ball in Akinjo's hand, nobody else got it. Everybody else kind of stood around, and it was a slowdown offense, so they weren't a prolific scoring team because they were predicated upon defense. So Daylon is a freshman. He was quiet. He had a little bit of personality, but he really knew to keep his place because he was such a freshman. He did everything else that was asked of him. Let me play shutdown defense for you. Let me go out there and battle and bang, and let me go out there and do all the dirty work that nobody else wanted to do. So you'd put him on Tiger Campbell. You'd put him on Jaime Jaquez. You'd put him on the best players in the Pac-12, and he was able to actually shut people down. So we played great defense. If you needed him to be a backup point guard, because he was a point guard in high school, you would have him come in and spell Kirk Carissa at the point, or Akinjo at the point. So he did everything that was asked of him without a lot of complaining or carping or anything. This year when he comes out, he goes, listen, I'm going to show my personality. I interviewed him before the season started. He goes, this year I'm going to show my personality. He came out, he does a little dance at the red and blue game. Like, wow, this kid's got a little bit of spark to him. And then you see him this year as the team really ascends under Tommy Lloyd. There were times where there wasn't a lot of scoring from the first, second, or third option. So all of a sudden, bang, now we're going to go to Daylon Terry. And you saw that in the loss to Houston when the team is struggling. Daylon goes, let me put you on my back. I'm going to go out there and score as many points as I can. And it just seemed like he was right kid, right moment, not pressing too much. But when the team needed somebody to step up, he was that guy, the first guy that would go out there and do that when they really needed a bucket or they needed a series of buckets.
So Sean Miller recruits him. He's an Arizona kid, so it wasn't that far away. But obviously with the things that happened with the Arizona program, Tommy Lloyd takes over. There is a change, and sometimes that can result in losing some guys in the transition. Dalen Terry's 19 years old. He doesn't turn 20 until next December. From a maturity standpoint, from somebody who handled that kind of adversity and seems to have thrived by it, what was it about his personality that was revealed?
Confidence, 100% confidence. He's a gamer. He's not afraid of any situation. He's not afraid to take on anybody around the country. And here's the funny part, guys. He went to the University of Arizona, which is down here in Tucson, about an hour and a half south of Phoenix. He was actually a ball boy for the bitter rival, Arizona State, as a kid, and then came down here to play for the University of Arizona. But he said, hey, listen, I always knew I wanted to be a Wildcat. I went up there and was a ball boy just because they were trying to recruit me, but I always knew that I was coming down here. And when the switch was made and the team had to make the change over at head coaches, a lot of people jumped to the portal. A lot of people wanted to bail. Even some of the international players that came to play for Tommy wanted to bail. Dalen goes, no, I'm going to take this. I'm going to run with it. And the great part was you saw a different part of Dalen's game, because with this offense, it's all predicated upon doing the little things right and the screens and the ball handling and moving and passing. You really got to see a new part of his game that we didn't see his freshman year. So you actually saw him mature, get better, and really step up and take challenges and for the coaching staff. And I talked to a different coach before every game. Just about every game we talked about, here's what Dalen Terry's defensive assignment is going to be, and here's what we're going to want to see from him offensively. And he I don't think he ever let the team down.
That's fascinating. You know, didn't the point guard go down at one point, as I recall from the season? I think there was a big concern that there were going to be major problems for Arizona because they weren't going to be able to operate at the same pace. And yet he kind of filled in there too, right? He took over that role for a little bit and helped to make that almost seamless.
Well, there was two times. Kirk Carissa, once they were horsing around. He's a starting point guard from Estonia. He was horsing around. He got hit in the face, I think, during a team meal right before the game. So he was pressed into point guard duty along with another player. And then when Kerr blew up his ankle right before the Pac-12 tournament started, in fact, he was on crutches in an air boot during the Pac-12 tournament. And everybody goes, oh, no, here you go. You were going to be the number one seed. Now everything's going to go the other way. And Dalen stepped up and played that role, and he played the role really, really well, winning the Pac-12 title. And there were some good teams in the Pac-12 we had this year, including UCLA, who had gone to the Final Four before. And you just saw Dalen Terry going up against the best of the best in college basketball, whether he's at the shooting guard, whether he's playing out on the wing, whether he was playing in a big lineup, small lineup. He was able to adjust and without much muss or fuss, you just whatever you put in front of him, the kid put his head down and he was one of the leaders on that team, being 19 years old. Here's the other part, guys. Let me throw this out at you. If you want to find a guy who's going to fit in to a culture, I can't rave more about this kid again. Remember, Arizona had eight different countries represented last year. They had kids from Estonia. They had kids from Lithuania. They had kids from Africa. And Dalen Terry was right there in the middle with all of them. And you just saw a really good group of kids. Three of them ended up in the draft yesterday. And Dalen was one of the leaders on that team.
And Rich, he mentioned that he knows the names of the 17 guys who were taken before him. It gives him a little bit of an edge coming here. But at the same time, was this where he was expected to go based on people in Arizona? Was it a little bit higher, a little bit sooner or later? How would you evaluate where he went with where he was expected to go based on people who have seen him play?
You know what? That's great. I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't think he was going to go. I really didn't, guys. Benedict Mathurin went number six. We knew he was going to go. Christian Coloco went in the second round. We knew he was going to go. Here's the conventional wisdom. In fact, guys, I did this yesterday on the air. I had to apologize to DT because I thought for sure, like everybody else that watches the draft, everybody else that covers, all right, you know what? Stick your toe in. See what it's going to be like. You're going to get feedback from scouts after they watch you work out and they watch you go through the measurables and they interview, and then they're going to tell you, all right, kid, here's what you need to come back next year to be a first-round draft pick. Now, he went from a guy that was early projection not to be drafted at all to maybe a second-rounder to a guy that jumped all the way up to where he did with Chicago, and all of us are standing here looking around, including Tommy Lloyd, the head coach of the Arizona Wildcats, who was with them yesterday in Phoenix at his party are like, wait a minute, Dalen's stock is rising faster than just about everybody out there. Before we knew it, oh my God, he's not coming back to Arizona. What do we do next year? This was not anticipated. We thought he was sticking his toe in. He was going to get feedback. He needed to work offensively. But he blew everybody away, including the Bulls, with what they saw, what they met, when they really got a chance to see what he was like. He's a gamer.
Rich, we got 30 seconds left. When you look at him, we heard that he's a capable three-point shooter, but that wasn't obviously his specialty. He kind of downplayed it. He's like a D and three guy without the three?
Kind of. You know what? He can shoot. He shoots better than he is. He's going to develop that game again. Remember, he's 19 years old. Right. I mean, there's kids that are coming out of prep school that are one and dones. So he's a little bit younger than everybody else. He's got plenty of upside to continue to improve his game, to work on his shooting. He wasn't asked to shoot that much, honestly, in this offense. He wasn't asked to shoot from three-point land. What he did, he hits about 35-40% of it, but it wasn't part of the game. They had other long-range jump shooters. He was playing at the elbow. He was setting screens. He was driving to the bucket. He was doing everything else. He'll develop the game, and people in Chicago are going to love him and his attitude.
Great stuff, Rich. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich.
Guys, thank you very much. I hope I gave you better than 87%.
Oh, you did. Good stuff.
By the way, I'm stealing that. I was on last night for Amy Lawrence. I'm stealing it, but I promise I'm going to give everybody more than 87%.
Appreciate it.
That's great. That's Rich Herrera. Great stuff. You know, kind of excites you.
Yeah, it does.
And that's good to hear, because I don't think we came in as excited.
Well, positive reviews, not only about the intangibles, which are easy to detect based on his enthusiasm, but also about the player the Bulls are getting and the commitment to being well-rounded, to shoot, to improve as a shooter, and just how he fits in pretty seamlessly into any culture.
We'll get Dan and Lawrence. We'll get their take next. Mully and Hall on the Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.